神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It is good to be with you again.
很高兴跟您再次在一起。
This is a good time for us to stop and think about what we want to do in this next year.
这是我们停下来好好的想一想，怎么样在新的一年要做什么最好的时刻。
The last time I was with you, I talked about how husband and wife needed to build a more intimate relationship.
上次我们谈到在家里面夫妻之间如何促进彼此的亲密关系。
The benefit of having this type of relationship is so many.
那如果能够这样做的话会得到很多的好处。
And one of them is it helps your children.
那首先呢其中之一就是会帮助你的儿女。
But now today we want to look at another area.
今天要另外来看另外一个角度。
And this is how can we help our children this year.
就是说今年怎么样更帮助我们的孩子。
And I'm going to take one subject.
我要谈一个主题。
And that is building responsible children.
那就是建立能够尽责任的孩子。
This is really very important.
这个是很重要的。
It's important in making your family life much easier.
不但重要而且让家庭里面的关系会更好。
And the great importance is that your children can go out to be really productive adults.
当孩子有责任感的时候最重要的是他们出去之后呢长大之后他们会有过那种很有果效的生活。
For a minute, I want to talk about a little bird.
首先我用一只鸟来跟你谈。
They call this bird a wren.
他们叫这种鸟叫鹪鹩，是一种很小的鸟。
This is a very small bird.
非常小。
Not a bird that could fight.
没有一只鸟他们可以去跟它打架的。
But it's a bird that lives wisely.
他们虽然小不能打架可是却很聪明。
They make their nest and prepare for their young and then they hatch their eggs.
他们会好好的筑巢然后呢准备孵他们的鸟蛋。
Now, the little naked babies that come out, they wait until they get their first little hair.
那这个小鸟被孵出来之后呢他们就等着开始长毛。
And when they look like little feather balls,
开始有一些毛的时候
then mother takes them out to a nearby tree limb.
妈妈就会带着这小鸟到树枝上。
Then on this little limb, they'll take little short trips of about 1 foot or 2 feet.
然后会让他们在一两英尺之间走一走。
And each day, she takes them out, they go a little further.
那每一天呢，都带着他的小鸟呢，走远一点点。
And before long, they are fluttering from one limb to the other limb.
所以就这样子，从一根树枝可以飞到另外一根树枝。
And eventually they're taking little short flights to nearby posts or our fence or something like that.
之后呢从树呢就会飞到其他的像树杆啊或者是其他的篱笆上面。
In a little while, they will be flying greater distances and they'll find new friends and soon they'll get a mate.
不久之后他们可以飞远一点甚至找到朋友然后呢就又有一些鸟蛋。
You see, there's a lesson in it for us.
那这里有一个给我们的一个教导。
You see, mothers must recognize that our job is to teach our babies the skills they need to survive.
母亲要有这样的体验，有这样的体式，就是说呢，我们的责任就是要教导我们的孩子可以成长，可以飞，可以跑。
in a world that is very hostile and can be an enemy to your child.
这个世界是很邪恶的，常常会成为我们的孩子的敌人。
Now, Mother Wren understands the danger her children will be in.
这种交流鸟呢，她晓得说外面对她的孩子是一种威胁。
Because there'll be neighborhood cats roaming around.
因为呢，隔壁呢，四周围都有敌人可以把他们抓走。
And the cats are ready to pounce on the little birds.
而且这些猫呢，也正在那边等着要来抓这个小鸟。
But mother teaches them how to watch for them.
所以妈妈就教小鸟怎么样来警觉猫在那里。
How to keep just far enough away from the cat that he can't get them.
她教孩子们怎么样要跟这个猫保持距离，免得被抓到了。
She teaches them how far to go so that they can jump up and down and they can chirp at the cat and the cat can't reach them.
母鸟也教小鸟怎么样能够走多远飞多远，好让他们可以远离猫，抓到他们的危险。
So therefore, you see, she's teaching her child the responsibility of being independent.
所以在这里，妈妈在教导孩子怎么样对于独立有他们的责任。
As parents, this is not always easy to do.
对父母亲，这是不容易的一步。
And I would like to talk to you about some principles that might help you in this area.
所以我要跟你讲一些原则，在这个方面讲一些原则。
I realize that parenting is very difficult.
我知道父母亲要当父母亲是不容易的。
And the things that I will be telling you, I hope you can grasp hold of and begin to get the idea and maybe try to see how you can work them.
当我讲出这些原则的时候呢，希望你一方面了解，一方面可以去真的去实践它。
Every child is different.
每个孩子都不一样。
And you're going to have to work with these principles differently with each child.
所以当你在用这些原则的时候呢，对每一个孩子的这种实用跟应用呢，也会有一些差异。
But I think if you can keep in your mind the fact that you are trying to develop dependent, responsible, children in their life and adulthood.
但是最重要，你要一直记得，你所以这样做是为了要养成你的孩子。不管他自己一个人或在外面，都成为一个有责任感的孩子。
This is why you have to find the balance between being overly protective with your child and letting them run wild.
那就是为什么我们要知道怎么样在过分的保护还有过分的放任之间取得一个平衡。
You see, in life, balance is the answer.
生命里面能够平衡，能够平均，是一个很好的答案。
And this is what you need to try to press toward.
那这也是你要很用心的，能够教给你孩子的。
Now, I want to give you some of the principles I think may help you.
我要给你一些原则，或许可以帮助你。
What we learned the last time about parents being intimate and loving one another is the first principle.
上次我们听到学到就是说父母之间呢建立亲密的关系是第一个原则。
You see, in a child's life, we can talk and talk, and it seems like they don't hear us.
有时候对孩子呢我们讲了再讲，但是他们就是没有听进去。
Only 7% of what we say does a child internalize.
当你讲的时候呢，大概只有7%的部分呢他们会听进去。
But what they see and what they imitate is what is really taken into their life.
他们所观察、所在模仿的，那个部分呢，才是真的会让他们来深印到他们的心里面的。
You have seen this in your child.
这个在你孩子身上你一定看到了，对不对？
Little things that they will do like you do, or like maybe the father or maybe the mother, whoever, they pick it right up.
他们不管做什么呢，几乎都从父亲或母亲从那里学来的。
We have a saying that more is caught than taught.
我们有这样子一个谚言呢，就是说呢，看的比听的学的多。
That means as a child and children live in your home, they catch what you do, your attitudes, your actions, far more than what you try to teach them.
那个意思是说呢，你在家里面，你的言行举止，你的动作，你的模式， 能够教孩子的比他们听你讲的还能够学得多。
So when they see a mother and dad that really cares about each other, when they see love, when they see the fact that they feel safe in their home,
当他们看到父母亲彼此相爱、亲近的时候，那么在他们来感觉呢，心里面是很有安全感的。
When you are responsible, they see that.
如果你是有责任感的父母亲，他们也看到了你的责任感。
And so then we must see this is the first principle.Let me and my husband, let us love one another and show that intimacy to our children.
所以第一步就是夫妻之间一定要有很紧密的关系，让孩子看到这种关系。
Principle two is not easy.
第二个步骤就很难。
It's that we must expect our children to obey.
我们一定要期待孩子们的顺服。
We do not beg for them to obey.
我们不是去乞讨他们或者去怂恿他们顺服。
We must expect them to obey.
而是期待他们要顺服你。
You see, actually, children must realize what happens when they do not obey.
那孩子们当他们不顺服的时候，他们自己知道。
In this area,We see that authority must be understood.
所以呢，这个权柄本身一定要很清楚的啊，传递给孩子。
Now you would think your size, you're bigger than them.
或许你想，我本来就比孩子们大。
Your voice, it's stronger than them.
我的声音比孩子们还要强。
You have so much more power than they have.
我的权势也比孩子们多。
That immediately they would know who is the authority.
所以我的孩子应该知道我讲什么他们应该听的。
But they don't.
但是却不是这样子。
Because when they were very young, they learned that when they cried, you would come running.
因为从小时候他们就学到了只要一哭父母亲就赶快来伺候他们。
As they were so little and they would play with you and they would coo, there you were just giving them your whole self.
当小的时候他们跟父母亲一起的时候呢不管怎么样他们知道父母亲是什么都可以给他们的。
And then they begin to toddle around and walk a little bit and oh, you're so thrilled and everybody's just making over them and thinks it's so wonderful.
当他们开始学走路很可爱的时候大家都觉得他们非常的棒然后父母亲也很喜欢。
And then they begin to talk.
开始讲话了。
And they begin to say such cute things.
也说一些很可爱的一些语言。
And everybody laughs at them.
大家都很觉得很好笑非常的哈让人家觉得很喜欢。
And all of this time, it's building within this child the fact that I am really the center.
那段时间呢孩子有一种很深的一种被建立的印象就是我是大家的中心。
And I must admit to you, it's almost impossible not to do this.
那我也承认说不这样做是很难的。
But it's a wise parent that begins to think, what is this going to look like when he is 6 and 7?
但是如果你是聪明的父母亲的话你好好的想一想在这个5岁4岁之前很可爱可到了6、7岁这样子的时候你会怎么想呢
And then somehow it doesn't look so cute.
到那个时候很多动作说话看起来就不那么可爱了。
And then they get this pattern of trying to see how far they can go.
孩子们呢带着这种印象这种模式他们就想说反正我可以这样子他们就尽量的要这样表达。
Very young children begin to show you that they can't hear too well.
那从小孩子就会让你知道说我听不来听不懂。
There's nothing wrong with their ears.
他们的耳朵是没有问题的。
They just ignore you.
他们只是呢对你不留心而已。
And they learn how far they can go.
而且他们会尽量的试探到底我可以去忽略妈妈爸爸的这个命令有多少。
This is in all children.
这个所有的孩子都一样的特性。
So it's a fact that you have to recognize that there has to come very early in the child's life the realization that they must listen to you when you speak.
所以越早越好你要提早的来训练孩子知道不管你什么时候讲话讲什么他们要马上的听从。
You see, if your child always feels like they can negotiate with whatever you say, it's going to give them real problems in life.
如果你说什么孩子都可以知道说我可以不用太听话的话，那以后的麻烦就很多了。
You know what I mean when they start saying, but mama, why can't I do this?
比如说呢，他们开始跟你争论说，为什么呢，妈妈？
I want to do this.
我想要嘛。
Instead of obeying, they're going to negotiate with you.
他们呢，会很想来让你让步。
But you see, you can't do this in life.
但是你绝对不可以这样子。
And you're responsible to get this little one working and with the abilities to succeed in life.
你的责任是要让这个孩子能够以后面对生命生活可以成功。
Now, I could speak a long time on this.
光是这个主题我就可以讲很久。
But I think I'm just trying to say to you that you must find some way that your child will learn to obey.
我最主要的意思是说呢，你一定要找到一个方法来取得你孩子对你的顺从。
You must remember never to beg your child to obey you, but expect them to obey you.
你一定要记得，不是去乞讨他们来向你顺服，而是期待他们向你顺服。
You might say, well, How do I beg my child to obey?
或许你说什么意思说我乞讨我的孩子向我顺服呢?
It's when we might say, come on, please, let's get this done.
有时候我们的态度是这样的,请你,拜托你这样做好不好?
Grandma's coming and I want the house to look nice.
奶奶要来了,我们把家里面弄干净。
Come on now, listen to me.
好嘛,听我的话嘛,拜托嘛。
Please, let's get it done.
请你赶快做好不好?
It's begging.
这是一种乞讨。
But what you should be able to say is, Grandma's coming and we want it to look good. Come on now, let's get it clean.
你要说的话应该是这样子。孩子，奶奶要来了。And, 我们今天需要把我们的房间弄清，干净，弄清楚。
And hopefully, the child will have come to the place that they can say, okay, Mom, and then we'll help you.
孩子的回应应该是，好的，妈妈，我们一起来，我帮你。
Sometimes you may have to say, I'm not telling you again.
有时候你必须要跟他强调说我只有说一次哦不再说第二次。
But this is something that you as a parent with your personality and your child with their personality must work out together.
有时候父母亲自己的特性还有孩子的个性呢需要有一些协调跟运作。
There's times that we may be able to suggest something you can use, but actually you're going to have to find something that suits both of you.
那你要自己找到适合你们的一些方法来让对方可以听从。
Now, our third principle that I want to speak about is
第三个原则
working with our children and not working against them.
当你在对孩子们去调教他们的时候呢并不是在敌对他们。
What we have to do is work with our children from very young.
尽早在年轻的时候对孩子们来调教。
Whether your child has a bad habit or a learning disability or may need something that will help them to be able to relate to people better, you need to begin to help them.
不管是他们的这种坏习惯或者是学习能力不够或者是跟人的关系呢你一定要提早的来纠正帮助他们。
You might say, well, any good parent would do that.
或许你说好的父母亲都会这样做的。
I'm sorry to say that's not true.
但是我要很抱歉地告诉你不尽然。
Many times a child may have problems learning.
有时候呢孩子们有这种学习的障碍的时候。
And the parent becomes very frustrated with this.
父母亲会觉得很挫败感。
They expect their children to do better.
因为他们期待孩子们可以做得更好。
And so they begin yelling at them.
所以呢一有这种情况就会大声的喊叫
telling them how stupid they are
开始就会有一些形容词比如说呢你好笨啊
compare them to the other brother or sister that's so much better
把他们跟其他的兄弟姐妹来比较
and there a child is with a problem not knowing how to get out of it and being abused by the parents because they have it
他们孩子呢本身呢没有能力不知道怎么做 一方面呢，却受到父母亲这种言语的这种人格的伤害。
That's why you, when you become aware of a bit of a problem that your child has, you must work with him to overcome this problem.
如果你面对一个有学习障碍的孩子的话，你一定要跟他们一起来面对，来努力，来克服他们的困难跟障碍。
A child may have a problem with anger.
或许一个孩子很容易生气。
They get very angry.
一生起气来呢，非常的强烈。
Now, many times we may be embarrassed when it's in front of people, but the fact is there's something there that makes this child angry.
那或许你在人家面前看到这种情况，你会非常的不好意思。但是你要想一想，一定有什么原因让孩子有这种现象。
So maybe one of the first things is to find out why he is so angry.
所以首先你要找到为什么这个孩子生那么大的气。
If it's selfishness, he doesn't want anybody to touch his toys, then that's what you need to work on.
有时候是他们太自私了，不要别人碰他们的玩具，那么这个自私的方面是你要去帮他们的。
Anger is an emotion that everyone has.
每一个人都会有生气的情绪。
But you're going to have the job of showing your child that anger is a part of us, but to learn how to control it.
所以你要让你的孩子知道，生气是很自然的一种习性，但是呢，要懂得怎么样去控制它。
As we talked about a learning problem.
比如说刚才我们提到的这种学习障碍。
Instead of abusing the child, looking down on them,Begin to help them in whatever area you can.
你要避免那种言语的对他们的伤害，而是要帮助他们能够克服。
Oh, you say, but I've got him a tutor now.
或许你说，有啊，我找到一个这种家教了。
And he's still not doing very well.
但是呢，我用了那么多的心力，他还是学不好。
But stop a moment and think, what did I put into that child?
那你想一想，这样对你，你对孩子加上去什么呢？
Did I tell him he was stupid?
你是不是还给他一些其他的形容词，说他很
笨？ Did I tell him he can't learn anything?
还是说跟他讲说你什么都学不好？
So now when that child sits in front of a tutor, the same thinking is there. I'm stupid. I can't learn.
这样子，即使有再好的家教呢，这个孩子的心里面已经有一个印象说，我就是那个学不好的人，我就是那个很笨的人。
Your teenager's going to have some problems.
到了青少年也会有问题。
Sometimes being able to find friends.
有时候呢，没有办法交到朋友。
Sometimes it will be in their work, their schoolwork.
有时候是功课的问题。
It might be also that they're just trying to find their own identity.
有时候呢，会在这种自我认证，想找到自己的价值上面有问题。
And you can get so frustrated when they're going through some of these things.
然后你会觉得很挫败感，你会觉得怎么会这样子呢？
But what they need is your help.
那他们需要的是你的帮助。
Your understanding.
你的理解。
They know that you're there on their side.
让孩子知道父母亲总是站在我这一边。
Please try to remember this principle.
请你一定要记得这个原则。
Now, the fourth one I want to talk about is the fact of when they do something, there's going to be an effect that comes from it.
记得当孩子们做任何的表态的时候呢，一定会有结果出来，一定会有影响。
Actually, it's a principle of life. Cause, something causes it, and from it, there comes an effect.
这个是生命的一个定律，就是有原因就会有结果。
We have to teach our children that they must face their own decisions.
所以呢，当孩子们有决定的时候，要教导他们怎么样面对自己决定出来的结果。
And when they make a mistake and a wrong decision, we do not try always to get them out of it, but to teach them from it.
所以当他们因为做错一个决定而产生不好的结果的时候，不要老是要带孩子离开他们应该自己负责的那个结果。
Sometimes parents are there to take them out, to cover up what they've done, to make sure that no harm comes to them, so that when they grow older, they do things, and when consequences come, they don't know how to face it.
有时候父母亲会为孩子掩饰他们的错误，或者是带他们离开他们的应该负责的结果，然后规避责任。这样的话，等他们长大之后，他们可能就会没有办法面对他们应该负的责任。
It is believed that many times suicide and even murder from young people and teenagers is caused because they didn't recognize that there was going to be a consequence for the actions they did.
有这样的研究，关于一些凶杀案，就杀人的人或者是自杀的人呢，他们就是没有学习到我们应该学习自我负责，所以才有这样的结果。
So you see, this is really very serious.
那这是很严肃的问题。
Very early, teach your child that when they do something that's wrong, they're going to have to face the consequence.
提早教导你的孩子学习，一旦他们做错的事情，要负起他们的责任。
Don't cover up, but allow them to face the consequence.
不要去保护掩饰，而让他们去面对他们该负的责任。
When they learn this in small things, then they will face this in larger things.
小事情就让他们学习，等到大事的时候，他们就知道该怎么面对。
Now, the fifth one I want to talk to you about is helping your child to find their interest.
第五个就是呢，帮助你的孩子找到他们的兴趣在哪里。
First, you must recognize that your children have abilities and interests and gifts in certain areas.
首先，你让你的孩子知道他们在某一些方面、特定的方面会有他们的兴趣，有他们的才干，他们特别的喜欢的那个部分。
And these areas may not be what you wanted him to be in.
那这些方面呢，不一定是你期待他们要有的。
And this is where many conflicts are.
那常常因为这样就会产生一种冲突。
You have your idea of what you want them to be.
你对孩子希望他们怎么样。
And you try to push them and drag them into these areas.
你会驱赶他们，让他们往你的意愿上去走。
But many times their interest or their talents are not in that area.
可是很多时候他们的才干他们的特质，他们的喜欢不一定是那个方面。
Now, I'm not saying that taking music, that you don't let them have piano lessons.
我的意思不是说呢，比如说像学音乐，不要让他们学音乐，如果他们不喜欢的话。
Because children may find in a little while that they do have a talent, they do have a gift, or they do have an interest.
有时候你提供给他们机会，他们也会从其中发现自己是不是在这方面有时候会找到一些自己的兴趣，培养他们的兴趣，还有他们也有一些才干。
So there are many areas that you can let your children become involved so they can see where their interests are.
所以你可以在很多方面提供给他们那种学习的环境，好让他们找出来他们兴趣在哪里。
But eventually, they will come out with some sort of an interest.
到后来你会发现他们会在某一个方面会找到自己的兴趣。
Don't let it upset you.
不要因为他们找到了跟你不合意，然后你就不喜欢。
If it's really not what you wanted.
如果你不喜欢的话，就是不是你要的话，不要不高兴。
Because it's what they want.
因为是他们要做的，不是你要做的。
And because of that, they will put their time and energy into it.
那因为他们喜欢的话，他们会很用心，用时间去做。
And eventually, it may even give them something to make a living with.
这样的话，或许他们就从那里找到自己生活的专长。
So what I'm saying is, just help them along.
我的意思是说，你是帮助他们的。
You need wisdom, my friends.
你需要智慧。
And you need God's help.
你需要神的帮助。
Don't push him aside.
不要把神搁在旁边。
He said, call upon me and I will answer you.
他说呼求我，我就应允你。
And so lean on him and let him be your help.
依靠他，让他帮助你，帮助你的孩子。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。